Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, shooting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little smidgen after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, ain't that time.
I love that.
If it isn't.
If it ain't that time.
If it isn't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7 for you. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, et cetera, you receive us, we appreciate the crap out of it. Thanks for joining us. Going to be here for the next couple of hours. All kinds of fun shit to talk about. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. That's the noise I make when I'm imagining what Trumpalos sound like, or these right-wing nut job dickheads when they're talking about Jesus. This is what I hear. When they're like, I'm going to pray for you. Here's what I hear.
N-word. Mexican. Muslim.
I don't hear anything anymore.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, fuck you.
Get off my lawn.
You get off Jesus my lawn, Christ. Dickhead.
Did you bring condoms?
No, please.
As I said, we're going to be here the next couple hours, ladies and gentlemen, talking about all the bullshittery from the right, politics, fun news, whatever the fuck pops up on the screen that is shiny, to be honest with you, sometimes. Tweet us during the show if you like, live, if you're listening.
Twat us.
And it's at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. We keep our ear I'm having problems today. Our ear holes aren't really, we have an audio version of crab diving that
crab
we
diving.
Have somebody read to us.
Hashtag fill all holes.
But we watch the crab diving.
All holes filled.
Twitter feed at crab diving.
Yes.
One word. And thanks for following us and spreading the crabs and joining us and all that shit there.
You know, Pat, do you think you need a haircut? You think you need to go to the barber and get a haircut like little Mikey Pence did? Isn't that fucking?
Yeah, right.
I've been laughing about that. I'm so sorry. That is the funniest fucking thing. Him sitting in that goddamn barber chair.
I think that's on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving to see Mike Pence going to a barbershop where nobody knew who he was.
It was a black barbershop, and he's sitting. No, the barber didn't know who he was.
What town was it in? Where was it?
Oh shit! Somewhere in Pennsylvania, I think. I don't know.
They're doing really well with the blacks.
Oh, yes.
In Pennsylvania with his blacks, African Americans.
Was that part of Pence's reach around to the black community? Yeah,
they're doing so well.
You said, and I, when we were discussing this, the crab diving offline, and he offline. Asked. You know, Mike Pence asked, do you think that guy can cut the hair of a white guy?
Right.
Can he cut my white, like, pristine hair?
They were like, you should get your hair cut at one of those black barbershops. Remember that movie? They loved that movie.
Right. Right. Oh my God.
And you know, this is how it goes down.
Oh God, it's so horrible.
This terminally white staff following them around.
Ooh, white
and,
staff.
And you know, they were like, oh, go get your hair cut in there. And I'm almost positive. Right. He may not have said it out loud, but I know in his head he was like, wow, I hope he knows how to cut a white guy's hair.
Yeah, you know, white staff, that's going to be Pence's code name with the Secret Service. Did you hear that?
No, Trump wants that one.
He doesn't have it.
I want that one.
God, it's just, I saw that picture and it's like, And I know he doesn't represent all white people. No one person represents a whole race. I understand that. But I don't know why I hated myself after seeing that picture. I don't know why. It just made me feel obvious, like a giant douchebag.
It's you got hit in the load with a load in the face, but you in the face with a load of pandering is
a big
blast of gooey pandering right in the face.
Kate, can you hand me a moist towelette and the goggles?
And it hurts.
Oh yes.
When either side does it, when fucking Al Gore decided to go lumberjack.
Oh yes.
It was just moronic.
God.
Right. It's painful to watch.
Do you remember when John Kerry rented that Carhartt?
Yeah. Although I'm sure it was a $7,000 upscale version.
It had never been worn before.
Yeah. Hand sewn by the toes of Malaysian four-year-olds.
I'm surprised when John Kerry was running, I'm surprised he never said to a staffer, hey, see that guy's construction code over there? Go buy it from him. And if he won't sell it to you, ask him how he got it to look that way. And the guy's like, oh, he said that he works like 8 hours a day his whole life.
That working man over there, what can you give me that I can wear that makes me look like him?
Ooh.
No offense to John Kerry,
yeah,
but
no offense,
I mean, don't,
dude.
You know, we know that you're now an intellectual businessman liberal.
Yes.
Don't try to butch it up.
Right, and if you are going to bush it up, maybe lay off on the rouge.
Like Bernie, that's why everybody found Bernie so refreshing. He was like, I am what I am. Fuck it. This is my hair. This is my hair.
I want a president that doesn't give a fuck about what he looks like.
Right?
And that's not Donald. Donald's the opposite of that.
The polar opposite.
He's fucking painted
himself
brown.
And Hillary also is. Hillary's been in politics for so long, all she is a polished package. And that's, and I'm not, you know, it is what it is. It's just, she's been at it for so long that, of course, everything that she presents has been focus grouped and things like that. That's why some people find the whole Trumpolo thing refreshing, that he's the anti that.
Do you think Donald is white? Is he considered still white? I mean, look at his skin. I mean, we're talking about skin color.
What are we talking about?
His skin color.
Well, come on.
I mean, I'm just serious. He's orange. He's not white. Hey, it ain't fluctuates. One of us no more.
It fluctuates.
I tell you what, if he doesn't deliver and get rid of all these immigrants, he's going to have some problems with the white guys.
I think somebody got to him. Because if you noticed, his neither his hair nor his orangitude has been out of control.
Oh, I didn't notice
recently.
That.
Recently. Like, early on, you could always see, and you look at all the political cartoons, and it looks like he had two old silver dollars over his eyes as they spray tanned him. and now you don't really see that much. You don't really see it anymore. Having said that, who knows? But and his hair seems to be less Tweety Bird yellow.
Yeah.
Is that a color? You know what I mean?
His skin is back to a nice, veiny,
well, it
pallid,
still ain't, right.
Fucking ashy.
Right.
White. Perfect.
It still says, I had someone making minimum wage create this color on me.
Right.
who this color naturally belongs to, probably.
Some illegal buffed me down.
I guess we could see what is going on in the actual news on the old headlines. I said head.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, August 24th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the commie, pinko, liberal...
Hey, fate!
Huffington Post.
Eat my dick, boy.
picture of the Donald.
Yes.
And apparently the HuffPo is taking a page from the Drudge Report playbook.
Yeah. I gotta see the
with
picture.
A rather unflattering photograph of Donald pointing and looking like he's going, meh, meh. Who the hell knows what he was doing? He was acting out something, I'm sure. But
what does it look like? He's always in like the 11 o'clock number of a fucking musical.
Yeah, right. With how many, I should have bought, I mean, we should have invested at crab diving in flag companies.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jesus Christ, just the Trump campaign alone has had to have spurned a massive uptick in the amount of flags. There's not anywhere he goes. There's four. One, two, three, four behind him.
But do you ever forget what country he's from?
No.
The flag is there.
True. Yeah. And he's got one on his lapel, of course, which is now, thanks to the right-wing loony sphere.
Everybody has to wear that,
if you don't wear one, you're un-American.
Burning in hell.
Right.
What if I wore a cross?
And an obvious ISIS plant.
ISIS. So stupid.
So the headline over at the HuffPo with this unattractive photograph of Senor Trump says, poll trolls, Trump camp goes full truther.
Poll troll.
Says undercover voters could swing the election. Oh, I was going to do this story. Anyway, this is that Kellyanne Conway, who is the new poobah over at the campaign. She's And I still don't understand what these roles are, but she's the campaign manager.
She's the power bottom.
But Bannon, the Breitbart dude.
No, he's the power bottom. And
is
she's
the CEO.
Oh, okay.
Of the campaign.
They actually
I don't know
CEO.
What the fuck that means.
Why is it that I know more about Trump's campaign staff than any other fucking campaign staff to ever run a campaign?
Right.
I don't know who ran Obama's.
Because
that
it's,
guy.
It's a cast of a Noel Coward play.
I love that. That's good.
It's just a bunch of rich assholes bumbling around.
That's a good one. Hello.
It is a cast of fools. There was even a story not that long ago. Damn, might have been today or yesterday. I had one out in the Libosphere somewhere that said, it had a list of look at some of these idiots that are out stumping for Trump.
Bleh.
Yet he says, I always hire the best. The best.
Oh, my God. Yeah, why is that? Why do you say you always hire the best and then they wake Ben Carson up from a
how terrifying, right?
sleep and he's like, blah, 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 blah. What the fuck? We heard him talking today. What the fuck was he talking about? That Hillary truth.
Well, he's inexplicably, it's one of those rare times that he... God damn, I think I agree with fucking Ben Carson in that he thinks they should release the medical records. Now, I'm not saying that I think Hillary has anything untoward going on. I think that's utterly ridiculous. But I do, however, think why not? That maybe should be something. I think both their fucking tax returns and
medical records.
Maybe a more detailed medical report than a note from their doctor.
We already
says,
got that
thumbs
from
up.
Trump. We already got a note from that
that's
doctor.
That's what I mean. We need a little more than that.
And he had an email address, right? A Gmail address, his doctor. You know, when Michelle Obama runs for president, they're definitely going to need those medical records, the right wing nut jobs, to prove that she doesn't have.
You know, he's not supposed to be using one of the designations he uses on his. The letterhead anymore. There was a story. This doctor, you know, he's like MD, PhD, ROFL, LMAO.
What that shit means.
EIEIO.
I hate that.
But one of them was like the American Association of Gastroenterologists or some shit like that. And when they called the organization said, well, no, he hasn't been a member for like 20 years of the organization. He stopped his membership and they said, well, is he still allowed to use that designation then? And they said, well, if you're not a member, you don't get to use the designation.
So what are they going to do? Sue him?
Well, they talked to him and he is a shady looking motherfucker. It really looks like Trump is the Big Lebowski and he's just got all of his friends that are working for him. And this really kind of shady looking doctor.
He's a shitty Big Lebowski.
Who it was waving around the certificate that's 20 years old, 30 yes. years old, and he's saying, I paid good money for this. I received a certificate that said I am now designated in the American Association of, I don't know, taint specialists. And
does he do a taint talk?
Is and now, now... that means I earned this. I paid for it. I get to use it. So he's basically saying this is how those people work. We don't have to follow your rules. I'm rich right. and white. I don't have to follow your rules.
Is he an anal bleachologist? The doctor as well.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. Gonna adjust your starfish today, Donald.
Donald. Well, God, he's having everything on his body painted, isn't he?
The. according to the HuffPo polling, according to the Kellyanne Conway on an interview with a UK reporter,
hello,
saying,
I know,
bonjour,
bonjour, fuck you,
the I'm trying to see if I actually have audio of this. I might. Where Kellyanne Conway, who was the newly elevated, anointed campaign manager,
I will elevate you,
was being interviewed, and they asked her about these polls. And by the way, it's really not looking well for the Don. There was even another poll, I think, that came out yesterday that has Hillary, and this is one of the more conservative polls or whatever, that has her actually up by double digits nationally.
Yes.
Which I remember a while ago that all the alleged experts were saying, if it ever gets to the point where it's looking like an actual double digit lead nationally, they're going to run like rats.
Who is?
From the GOP. They're just going to be like, who? Oh, yeah. Trump, who?
Right.
Who? I don't know of who you speak. I'm running for senator. I don't have any agreement with that. What that man says.
What a bunch of fucking assholes.
And,
I mean, really.
And you've got some of them doing it now. You've got some of these, like Kelly Ayotte and some of those, these Republicans in purple states who ain't looking good. Who are now saying, I don't care who the president is, I'll stand up to him or her.
Well, what do you think about that, man? Do you think they're being pussies?
I mean, of course they are.
Say if there's a Democrat running that was losing in double digits to whoever, and is the party.
Well, yeah, it's a smart thing to do. You bail.
Yeah, but aren't they pussies for bailing? I mean, but in this case, maybe the GOP pretends to disagree.
Well, but it's a smart strategy. You put your money into... You put your money into try to saving the Senate seats and the House seats and governorships and shit like that, and hope that the Trumpian iceberg doesn't gash the whole side of the good ship Titanic.
Oh, it will.
GOP Titanic.
Hey, so then shouldn't the DNC be throwing money behind some of these Senate races since Hillary's winning? Why are they spending any more money on her then?
Well, they're actually reallocating places. Oh, and in fact, in a real kick in the twunt to the Donald Trump.
You know, you really can't kick someone in the twunt campaign. Because that's actually two different places.
Hey,
in the human physiology.
Somebody really fast.
The twunt.
Or somebody with three legs.
Oh, yes.
Use one to stand on and use the other two to kick.
what does that mean?
I don't even know. but they're opening an office,
right?
Opening an office. They're going to spend a little bit of money in Utah.
Oh, fuck that.
You effing talk.
Could you imagine you're in the DNC and you're going, hey, where am I going? Am I going to San Francisco? Am I going to New York? Oh, I'm going to Salt Lake City. Oh,
right.
Okay.
And just really to play spoiler, because sometimes the Democrats come in third
in Utah.
So
who wants Utah anyway?
You know, so
I don't want your votes.
We heard last night that there's a new poll
Ooh.
That shows that Hillary and Donald are statistically tied in South Carolina. South Carolina. Man. South, you ain't getting us to take down our Confederate flag, Carolina.
Hey, boy, I mean, take a look at that dick before you go in the bathroom. That's South Carolina, right? They're the dick checkers.
Crazy bullshit.
Here's, oh, yeah.
Speaking of.
Oh, yeah.
I've got the audio here. Here is, I think this is Kellyanne.
Fuck you.
Talking about the polls. Kellyanne Conway from the Trump. Good shit.
The polling numbers for Donald Trump are looking pretty bad, aren't they, at the moment?
No. Just that you.
Polling numbers for Donald Trump are looking pretty bad, aren't they, at the moment?
No. Just the cherry-picked polling numbers that are put out there by media outlets that are...
Just the cherry-picked polling numbers, like all of them.
Is that Rowan Atkinson or whoever that is interviewing?
I don't think...
Hello,
I don't think he's numbers. A presenter over on Channel 4 in the UK.
I'll be on Fawlty Towers later.
Also bent on his destruction. Donald Trump performs consistently better.
The best comedy ever, by the way.
Oh, I know, yeah.
I believe it's been voted that.
Oh, really? By whom?
I think there were a couple of polls that were put out that those in the know have said that Fawlty Towers, I know at least one or two I've seen, have Towers is one of the best comedies.
Are you cherry picking?
Ever. I wish.
In online polling, where a human being is not talking to another human being about what he or she may do in the election.
Why is that, do you think?
It's because it's become socially desirable, especially if you're a college-educated person in the United States of America, to say that you're against Donald Trump.
Wait a second.
It's socially desirable. In other words, we know that it is, you might as well say, I just raped a goat.
Why not?
That it's that socially acceptable to walk out and say, I support Donald J. Trump. She's admitting it. So yeah. she's saying nobody wants to fucking admit that they're going to support Trump. So where she ends up is saying, therefore, the polls are completely a lie because everyone that's saying, well, I'm going to vote Hillary is secretly going to vote Trump when they get into the polling booth. And the vast majority are going to vote that way, and there's going to be a Trumpian landslide.
See, I think, but what about the thing
little
where
yellow hands waving in the air?
I won. I got little orange fingerprints all over the nuclear football.
Bigly.
Yeah, but don't you think if you're having a moment to yourself, how do you live with yourself and pull a lever for Trump? How do you live with yourself? I mean, God.
Well, that's the point, and other people. Of sanity,
yes,
are saying just the opposite. That a lot of them are thinking that this group that inexplicably Trump seems to be courting right now, which are the suburban college educated white women, whose husbands are angry,
yes,
middle class white guys, yes, who hate the Muslim in the White House.
I'm in the garage.
And Hillary drinking. Should be swinging from a tree.
Oh, yes.
Hanger because of her high crimes and misdemeanors.
Oh, yes. That's the worst group of people, those white dudes that you speak of just now. The worst.
Trump. And you see them waggling their crooked old white fingers at the media, at the Trump rallies, right?
Oh, yeah.
We read a couple of accounts of how creepy it's getting, and it's getting worse to be a member of the media at a Trump rally because now they've got you penned in to almost a literal cage. And Trump has got everyone so frothed up about how evil the media is and out to get them, out to get him, that people are turning and taking pictures of individual reporters and shit. And people are looking at them and wagging their fingers and saying, you, he's talking about you. Remember that one guy they said?
Very, very fucking
people
creepy.
People swearing at him and shit. And as they're leaving, it's creepy as hell. Here's the rest of Kellyanne Conway speaking to, do I have this gentleman's name?
Hello. It's Roger. I believe that's Roger Moore. Roger Moore.
It just says the UK's Channel 4. I apologize to the presenter. I don't have your name.
It's Timothy Dalton.
where a human being is not talking to another human being about what he or she may do in the election.
Why is that, do you think?
It's because it's become socially desirable, especially if you're a college-educated person in the United States of America, to say that you're against Donald Trump. The hidden Trump vote in this country is a very significant proposition.
Have you been able to put a number on that?
Yes.
What do you think that is?
I can't discuss it.
Oh, come on.
No, it's a project we're doing internally. I call it the undercover Trump voter, but it's real.
I can't tell you about it. It exists.
But it's the undercover Trump voter. Oh, come on. I love that. Oh, come on.
Do you have a number on this?
You know, if you ever listen to the BBC, the British treat their politicians differently when they're being interviewed. The press over there, they are not so nice.
Correct.
Like everybody here except Chris Matthews, they just sucky, sucky, sucky. There's no sucky, sucky in England, buddy.
And worse, in these primaries for Trump, I mean, billions of dollars of free media he got just by saying heinous bullshit.
Right. Thank you, Joe Scarborough.
And they covered the fuck out
and
of
Mia
him.
Or Mika, whoever the fuck that is.
And barely challenged him. They'd go off and whisper in the corners to each other and create a social media froth. And, oh, my God, do you believe what Donald said? I can't believe what he said. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then he'd come on anybody's show and they'd be like, well, you know, when you said this one thing, and he'd be like, oh, well, whatever. And they'd be like, oh, Donald. And then they'd move on.
Right. You know, that's how the TV shows treated him. But I feel like online with like the lib rags and everything, like the HuffPo, they weren't so nice to him.
Well, they've still got that footer.
What does that footer say? It says something like,
editor, I have it open
right now.
Donald Trump regularly incites political violence and is a serial liar, rampant xenophobes, racist, misogynist, and birther, who has repeatedly pledged to ban all Muslims, 1.6 billion members of an entire religion, from entering the U.S. That's on every single story about Trump.
That sounds like somebody's uncle that shows up at Thanksgiving and makes an ass out of himself after he gets wasted. It doesn't sound like, you know, the guy running for office.
Or Donald Trump.
Or maybe
yeah.
It's Donald Trump, right. Yes.
So there, that's what's going on over there. Kellyanne is saying, you guys, there's a secret hidden closet Trump voter
out
there that we think is going to, it's going to somehow flip 10 percentage points. Apparently there's 10 percentage points of angry white people out there.
Right. But isn't that propaganda design just to make these idiots feel better for going out and voting for a fucking loser? Don't you think?
Loser.
I mean, isn't that supposed to inspire them to go out? Because, I mean, if you're a Donald Trump guy, if he's losing by more than 10 points come election day, why do you move your ass out of the couch to go vote for him? What's the use?
Right. Right.
What do you have to lose?
And that's exactly. And that's why they're worried down ticket is right. That because so many people are going to be like, well, I just can't vote for this asshole anymore. They're going to be like, fuck it. And then they're not going to go and they're not going to end up voting for the Republican senator, the Republican House member, the Republican dog catcher. They're just not going to vote for anything. And that's going to help the Dems all the way down ticket. I forget what the 75% chance that they're saying over at 538 blog that the Dems will take the Senate.
Right.
And a not crazy chance to take the House.
It's amazing.
If this continues.
I mean, there's so many things out there, if you're a right-wing nut job, that you enjoy doing, like outside activities, like shooting, burning things, blowing shit up, things of that nature that you would rather do than go vote, I imagine. And especially if you're going to vote for a loser, wouldn't you rather go fire off a few rounds with your pea shooter?
Right.
I don't know.
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Yeah.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let's see what the drudgies are. Whoops, what the drudgies are drudging up over at the Drudge Report. It says tonight, Farage, Nigel Farage. This is the Brexit guy.
Oh yes.
Stumps with Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Nigel Farage is here. The former leader of the UKIP, the UKIP,
Fuck
the,
you.
United Kingdom Independent Party.
Blah, 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 blah.
Also the get the fuck out of here, you brown evil being.
They have the best voter base over there. Because those people vote, they don't realize their vote even matters.
It's terrifying.
Do you see where they're meeting, though? It's kind of funny. I saw this story. I put it up on our Twitter and Facebook.
The Jackson, Mississippi.
That's British guy.
Right.
You have no idea.
Dear people of Mississippi.
Is this what you call a state?
He's kind of a dickwad, though. I mean, this is the white nationalist, basically, party of Britain.
Maybe he'll stay. Maybe he'll get to Mississippi and be like.
And that's why he was so pro Brexit. Oh, he wanted, because they want anything brown and not British to GTFO.
Right. He's probably going to go home and tell all his little buddies. He's like, you know, Mississippi's amazing. You can walk out into the woods and find groups of people in costumes burning crosses.
Right.
And they all feel the same way as I do.
I stumbled into a fancy dress party.
Yeah.
I was out in the woods. They were illuminated by a large set of wooden poles that were arranged at a 90-degree angle.
The white hood was perfect protection from my fair skin from the sun.
There was a pinata.
A pinata.
I believe.
It looked as if it was alive.
Horrible, horrible, horrible. He's expected to talk. Mr. Farage is expected to talk about how, quote, the anti-establishment beat the establishment.
Is Trump going to announce
to
this
bring
guy?
About the Brexit? Trump loves. Are you kidding? Remember, Trump was trying to push down his boner standing out on the back nine at his fucking Scotland golf course.
Doesn't he have an assistant for that?
When he was, well, I'm sure, his daughter. Ivanka helps me with my public wood.
A little help.
He was crowing about the Brexit.
Oh, yes.
When that was the day it happened, and he was all thrilled about it because the potential economic disaster to befall the poor and middle class of Britain meant
he's going to cash the fuck in, baby.
Meant more golf,
right?
More golfing for the rich.
He's going to announce this guy, and he's going to be like, "Hey, Mississippi, this guy, you're going to love him. He's fabulous.
He's white.
He's
as
tremendous.
Fuck. He's so white."
What he's doing for England is spectacular.
Oh,
it's spectacular.
It's amazing.
You're going to get shot. God, he's such a fucking asshole.
Well, he wants to do the NAFTEXIT, right? I mean, he wants out of NAFTA.
No.
He wants out of NAFTA.
And he wants out of NATO.
Oh, NATO. The NATEXIT.
NATEXIT.
Right. He wants out of NAFTA, too.
Great.
Which I don't know that we're that against.
Let's fucking burn it all down, Donald. How about that?
Yeah.
And also, let's launch 11 million people back to wherever they came from, which was here.
Oh, my God. Ahead of this meeting, this rally, Farage was on a radio show, Super Talk Mississippi.
Super talk. Ain't nothing super about that talk. Could you imagine? Do you have a clip?
I am.
Hi, man. We're
desperately trying to find one now.
Mississippi, boy. God damn it. We moved the offices down to Florida. I'm so afraid. I'm going to go back. I worked so hard to get rid of my fucking redneck accent. It's just going to come back so fucking quickly.
I don't know.
Hello.
I can actually find
you can't find a clip.
Find a clip of this yet, because I think it just happened today. But he said that on Super Talk Mississippi, he railed against the political classes.
Yes.
And compared Trump's popularity with the silent majority of British people who voted Brexit. But it wasn't silent, because the polls leading up to it were fuckingly close. They were close. They were leaning towards they were going to stay, but it wasn't. Right. It wasn't. Now he's getting schlonged in all the polls.
Fuckingly.
This ain't some secret majority that's out
there. Did you read that from Nate Silver? Did he say that about the Brexit? Mm-hmm. It is fuckingly close. I don't know. I mean, Mississippi, some English guy. What's he going to do in Mississippi when he's not at that rally?
He said that the Brexiters mobilized a people's army.
Mobilized!
And that Trump can do so also.
Listen, I don't know what you think your army's like over there.
Yeah.
But our army over here, we don't want that.
Ixnay with the army image.
The Brexit, here's the difference between our loonies and their loonies. Their loonies don't have any fucking guns. Right? And our loonies have lots. They love them.
He said, quote, "I'm telling a story about Brexit, and it's a story that if the grassroots Republicans pick up, and if they understand that what they've got to do is not just sit in their armchairs, they've got to get out, put their walking boots on, deliver leaflets, go out, and meet these people in the communities."
Oh my God, please don't. Wait a second, what is he saying they have to do? All of a sudden I got a bunch of Trumpalos walking around my neighborhood?
Actually, I think he kind of talks like... In a sense, what I'm saying is that we mobilize the people of the army in the United Kingdom. I think he's not as
Does he sound like Michael
high
Caine?
British.
He's Michael Caine.
A little Keynesian, maybe.
Oh, yes.
Keynesian.
Is that a term?
I'm sure he's not Keynesian at all. An economic standpoint.
Keynesian.
In a sense, what I'm saying is that we mobilized a people's army in the United Kingdom that went out and spoke to everybody. And got them down the polls. Down the polls?
Got them down me polar, dude.
Yeah.
The problem is, when his people's army goes out, they're carrying leaflets and shit. In our country, I guarantee you it'll be these open carry dickheads, right? Any chance to parade your M16 around your fucking neighborhood.
See, and then maybe we have Barack Hussein Obama to blame a little bit for the Brexit, because
I blame
him. He fired up all the Negro haters over there when he said, I think the British people should vote to stay.
Yeah.
And then they're like, a black man's telling us what to do.
No,
I'm going to vote just the opposite.
Oh, my God. I just don't imagine British people being racist.
Because Farage then said, President Obama talked down to the British people, telling them how to vote.
No, he said, he asked him who you think you should vote for, and he said,
I believe you call him uppity.
Are they really racist British people?
Oh.
I just can't imagine. People in Europe are racist. I can't imagine.
Ooh.
People from the South, though, they have that syndrome. You know, we think that we are the only people on the planet that have ever experienced rednecks.
Yeah. Untrue.
It's right. I know. But
yeah.
But have you been to? You've been to Alabama, man.
Right. Yeah. Have you been to Brixton?
Where's that?
It's. I don't know. I'm just making.
Where did the hate?
Actually, Diamond. I apologize to Brixton.
What about the fuckers, wherever, Slough in England, where the office version...
The office is?
The BBC, the British office takes place. That seems like it's kind of... It's not rednecky, it's just like... It's sad.
Yeah.
Sad.
It seems suburban-y and stuff.
A lot of
like
British
that.
People seem sad. Get some sun.
I've got a story here. That was the headline over at the Drudge Report, is that
right.
Drudge is all excited about Nigel Farage.
Yes.
Excuse me. Who is apparently rolling around in the oil with Trump.
Right. Hey, and by the way, if you're listening and you're from England, don't get all chuffed up over this episode.
It's not chuffed.
I'm not making fun of you. It's I'm doing comedy
chuffed
for the sake of the
good.
Show.
Chuffed
oh, yes.
Is good.
Don't get non-chuffed. Chuff me up.
I've got this one will piss you off, Ryan, specifically.
Are you taking the piss?
I thought this is a fascinating one.
Don't take me piss.
Because now there's a former official,
yes,
who is criticizing the Obama administration for the response to the flooding in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
They want him to do. What do they want him to do? Go fill sandbags?
Quote, it doesn't mean jump on Air Force One and go to every disaster. It means you need to speak to the American people. You sometimes need to get off the golf course when bad things are happening. So you don't have the two TV windows of somebody golfing while people are being rescued from rooftops.
Right. But Obama golfed so well during a disaster. Didn't you know that?
This was the opinion of former director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Right. Brownie! God damn it, Brownie!
Michael Brown!
Brownie! The guy who was who was instrumental,
who basically waved a big white finger to all the brown people suffering from Hurricane Katrina.
Isn't it true when Brownie first got down to New Orleans after Katrina hit, he was like, "Hey guys, just help me. Let's just push it off into the Gulf. Let's just start over."
You're right. We don't need the brown ones anymore.
Yeah, let them drown.
The white areas are fine.
Do you know what Brownie used to do before he was in charge of FEMA? Didn't he do...
Was it horse racing or dressage or some shit like that? Yeah.
Dressage. It's not even entertaining. Do you know what that is? It's where horses do like a little soft shoe.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. It's
where they dance and shit?
Fucking most elitist thing on the goddamn planet.
I can't believe it's kind to the horses.
Dressage. Oh, they love it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it looks like shit.
They hook up some little zappers to their taints and stuff so that if they move the wrong way... Well, yeah, it is.
Is it really? They shock their balls?
It's a highly skilled form of riding performed in exhibition and competition.
Yes. And it's really boring.
Let's not forget that the Romneys were quite athletic in that stance.
Oh, yes.
I own a horse and the man that rides it. You know, I am a competitor.
When I did that kids show in Chicago, we had a segment where we went and filmed a bunch of dressage horses doing whatever, and that it really sucks. In fact, I remember it started, and after it started, I turned to the dude and I was like, "So when does it start?" Because you just sit there, and literally the horses, everybody starts clapping because they're doing a grapevine. Or like a jazz box. It's basic jazz dance moves done by...
Jazz hooves?
Yes. They have jazz hands the whole time.
I can't believe it's one of those things where the horses are really into that shit.
No.
They want to be out riding in a fucking field.
They hate it. One told me.
Did it?
Yeah.
Sampling the mushrooms in the field, were you?
Yes.
At the same time?
Sure.
So, yeah, fucking Brownie of the disastrous response
to
Hurricane Katrina is out opining.
Right.
That's just like that fucking Rumsfeld talking about anything Iran or Iraq related.
Who
Shut
you?
The fuck up.
Right. What an asshole.
I've also got a story. We talked about this yesterday, the horrible story, but fear not, Ryan.
Yes.
Because North Carolina has now saying that the police will be thoroughly investigating themselves in the shooting of the deaf guy.
Oh, God.
Daniel Harris, 29, of Charlotte.
The worst story.
Shot during a traffic stop. They are... reviewing the incident. The district attorney is also reviewing. The highway patrol, the State Bureau of Investigation is all getting involved. So it's not just the popo investigating themselves. Quote, let's all refrain from making assumptions.
Okay.
And drawing conclusions prior to the internal and independent reviews. That's from the State Department of Public Safety Secretary Frank Perry.
God.
A statement from the highway patrol said a trooper tried to pull over a motorist on I-485 for speeding. The driver fled, allegedly. Meanwhile, this is the trooper's statement.
Yeah.
It drives me fucking crazy that...
That's not what I read.
Somehow these trooper statements are always inviolable. You can't challenge them.
Oh, yes. And when did he morph into a demon?
The driver fled after brief pursuit, pulled over, got out of his car. They say there was, quote, an encounter, whatever that means, with the officer where a shot was fired. The driver died at the scene.
I see. I didn't know that the trooper saying he was fleeing in his car.
They say he fled and after a brief pursuit pulled over and then got out of his car. And his hands were probably flailing.
He said I read he was trying to communicate with the guy in sign language. And the officer. Yeah,
they're speculating.
Yeah. And he shot him.
I wonder if there's a dash cam or a body cam, or did it inexplicably go off at that moment?
Oh, yeah.
It just wasn't working. I don't know.
That happened. Didn't that happen not too long ago?
But all the time.
A body cam went off and these cops were suspended?
Yeah, they're starting to get in trouble in some places.
Yeah,
whenever
you guys want to start doing something about this horrible problem we're having in the country, it's a fucking crisis.
Yeah, oops, our camera accidentally went off at the exact moment that that black guy fell down the stairs and hurt himself.
You know, we
didn't see him face first into the curb 17 times.
That's some Chicago shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, somebody suggested that the DMV, they do something. So if a cop pulls over a guy that's deaf and they run his plate, there's something that pops up that says this guy is deaf. So if he starts moving his hands and shit, know that he's you know, it's his sign language and he's not reaching for a gun.
The family is calling for better training too of cops too.
Well, we all are.
How to deal with deaf people? How to deal with deaf drivers?
I mean, come on, it's the year 2016. It's not the 1800s.
Yeah,
it's inexcusable that we don't already have something for this.
This is a Glenn Beck moment that we've got here.
Is there a better kind of moment?
And this is interesting though, because you know, Glenn, batshit right wing nut job that he is anti-Trump. So, and has been the whole time. I guess. To his credit, I mean, I don't know. I guess to his credit,
yes,
he's been a Trump fan, a non-Trump fan. So, I guess they take calls on the radio show occasionally. I didn't know this. They just take callers.
I didn't know they did that either. That's so funny.
Because there's also video of this, and they're all sitting in that fucking Oval goddamn office set at the Blaze, and they're doing their radio show. Like, Stu is sitting on the red couch with a lavalier on. Pat is sitting behind a desk over in another corner.
Right.
Like, just sitting behind, like, a writing desk. Glenn is on the opposite couch.
Yes.
White Oxford shirt, untucked. It's Cash Glenn. Unbuttoned. Looks like black pants, jeans. I can't really tell.
Right.
Copies of his new book
everywhere.
Glenn Beck, Liars.
So stupid.
Are standing up at every surface that is
it in all
is
caps,
on camera. Oh
the,
yeah.
The title and it's in red with an
like
exclamation.
Spray painted. Oh, like, I see like it. like an urban revolution font. Red and gray, you know, that kind of shit.
Is he a fucking news guy or not? Are you a fucking news guy or not, Glenn?
No,
tuck your fucking shirt in.
He's a zoo guy.
But he's in the Oval Office. We always talk about this. You're going to be in the Oval Office and you're not going to tuck your shirt in. Bullshit. I mean, you know, Clinton was pretty, casual in the office. Come here. Be my personal ashtray. Yes,
my ball sack's hanging out.
No, his shirt was tucked in the whole time. He was slipping a cigar inside the uterus of his intern.
Right.
No problem.
I only unzipped.
I didn't. That's it. I unzipped.
Funny. Glenn Beck, here he is taking a call from a creepy Trumpolo.
Oh, wow. Is there heavy breathing involved?
Oh, things.
Does it get hot?
Wasn't one of the main reasons that we don't like politicians is because they do kind of what you described, which is say something that will appeal to the current audience and then wait until a different opinion will help them. and change their opinion. I mean, what we're kind of describing here with Trump is very typical of politicians, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's learning the game. The current people that he just replaced and put in there are softening them up, and he's actually, for the first time, listening to his people underneath him. And I believe
Glenn now is losing his mind. He's got his hands up in the air, and he looks pained.
Yeah.
He looks agonized because this guy's saying that this Bannon fuckwad, this Breitbart loon, is softening him up. And Glenn Beck is like, oh,
what?
Does not compute.
He might be listening to your show. I know for a fact he's listening to Hannity, and I know for a fact he's listening to Rush. And he's listening to the American people. His advisors underneath him, I think, are a good thing now. I think the other ones weren't quite fitting him.
And because, wait. Because they can give him the language that will help him get elected, or because he's changing his mind?
Absolutely. Now he's coming towards the independents and the Democrats. He knows that he's not.
But does he mean it? Wait. Does he mean it, or is he just saying these things like a politician?
He's just saying these things at this moment, and I have no problems with
it. Glenn is doing an actual facepalm, not a hashtag. Glenn is face palming. He took his glasses off. He had to remove his glasses. I must remove my glasses for this one.
Why do you do that? Why, when you get frustrated, if you have glasses, do you remove your glasses? Is it for drama?
You just got to rub your eyes.
You got to rub his eyes.
And hope that somehow, maybe at that moment, you'll suffer the fatal aneurysm that's quite painless.
So
you'll be put out of your misery listening to this fucking idiot.
So we're seeing a loon exasperated at another loon. Is that what we're seeing?
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
One extremist psychopath.
Right.
Listening to a different kind of extremist psychopath.
Right.
Admitting that to get elected.
Okay.
Just as long as, as far as I'm concerned, as long as he does the basic things, the foundational things, which is build a wall.
This is terrifying. Yes. Yeah, listen to how stupid this moron is. All we care about, I don't care if he lies and says he likes Negroes and shit. Yeah. I don't care if he says he's not really going to throw those stinky Mexicans out when he really is going to. He's just saying that to appeal to the middle. As long as he goes back and makes sure he builds that fucking wall and gets rid of all those muzzies.
Muzzies.
I'm happy.
Can I ask a question? And I'm serious. Explain to me how the idea of building a wall between our country and Mexico has more appeal than raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour to, like, working class people. I don't understand it. Don't you want to get paid more?
Like coming after him, because if he doesn't.
Oh, wait, you missed this part.
He's just saying these things at this moment. And I have no problems admitting that to get elected.
Okay.
Just as long as, as far as I'm concerned, as long as he does the basic things, the foundational things, which is build a wall, mm-hmm. he's not going to have people like me coming after him. Because if he doesn't,
he's not going to have people like me coming after him.
Oh, what a relief. People like this genius? God, what an idiot. That,
so if he doesn't build a wall, if he doesn't build a wall like China, then he's in trouble. It's the wall that is your trouble. Line. Okay.
Oh, he's in so much trouble. You don't even understand the backlash.
I think I do.
We're so frustrated and angry.
Oh yeah. No, I think you've calling the right guy. I think you've called the perfect show because nobody understands apocalyptic backlash.
Oh, yeah.
Better than Glenn.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it's not the way he wants it to be.
No.
But
doesn't Glenn know
when he said you don't understand? Oh, I do. Oh, I do.
Does Glenn not think that he's in the same neighborhood with these loons?
No.
He is. He's just as crazy.
Do you remember
as they
that
are.
For 10 minutes a couple of years ago? I think it was when his meds were failing and he needed to adjust. That he said he had that moment of clarity and was like, perhaps when I was at Fox, I helped add to the divisiveness of this country.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Well, you know what happened? He had an enema that day.
Well, and that went away.
Right.
By the way, because now he's calling for the apocalypse. And if you don't vote for Ted Cruz, you're opening your anus for Satan.
But, you know, he doesn't have a hard line on immigration like these fuckers, though. Remember, because when all those kids were coming over from Mexico, he brought them water and soccer balls and all that shit. Am I imagining that?
Right. On occasion, he, you know, does okay.
Right. Didn't he do that play about the end of the world and the end of religion and stuff?
Or did that, that movie, that short film where it was like, I have a very special presentation that's going to be put out on the Blaze. We've been shooting for 3 weeks.
Right.
I've been studying with acting teachers and coaches.
Uta Hagen.
And then he had like hours of makeup, right?
Yes.
They put on hours of makeup to make him like 90 years old, and he was in a cell somewhere.
Right. And he had a Bible shoved in his asshole.
Yeah.
He snuck it in his asshole. Do you remember?
He did. It was on fishing line. To pull that shit out of there.
Yes.
Here is
a stressful scene to shoot. By
this
the
is
way.
Nate, by the way.
Hey, Nate.
On the phone.
Dummy.
Listen to how creepy this is.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a Trumpolo. This is a he sounds like a young white Trumpolo. Like
Does
exactly
it,
what you would imagine.
Don't you think Nate wants to make $15 an hour? Don't you think that? Or is Nate more concerned that there's a wall like China?
There you go. We're about to hear.
You don't even understand the backlash of us.
Oh, I think
the
I
ones
do.
We're so frustrated and angry and tired of all the political stuff. We're going to come after him personally. You know what I mean? We're going to get him. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you mean. Hang on. What does that mean?
Impeach him?
You know, the most peaceful way that you can get rid of a president
is impeach him.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're not, there's not violence when you say coming after him personally.
Well,
you don't mean
I mean, hey, you yourself said he's condoned violence in the past, hasn't he?
No, and I don't think that it's good
to... Not towards him, he has a code. Violence.
Yeah. That's toward us. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, towards people at the rallies.
He's appealing to people who are very frustrated and angry. Their frustration and anger can only be subsided if he makes his promises true.
Mm, see?
God damn.
See? I mean, what is he going to do?
I don't know.
And they're not going to be happy enough with, all right, everybody, look, I lost the election... But now, for $19.95 a month, you can get Trump Media on your iPhone. Then they'll be like, okay, we don't need the wall.
Right. Oh, my God. Can we take a moment, please? Please, if you're voting for Donald, I don't know what I expect from you, but like, Glenn Beck thinks you're crazy. Glenn Beck is weirded out by this candidate.
Yes.
So, like, doesn't that make you think?
Right.
Anything, oh, shit, or anything like that? I mean, Glenn Beck thinks this guy is bananas.
Yeah.
There's people at the rallies.
He's appealing to people who are very frustrated and angry. Their frustration and anger can only be subsided if he makes his promises true. And he has a lot on his shoulders. Maybe he himself doesn't even know how much.
Okay.
But if he doesn't come through for us, he's going to have bigger problems. Bigger problems than what you know.
Okay. Nate.
Well, obviously,
thank you for one of the spookiest phone calls I think I've ever received.
We'll stick with the impeachment part of that.
But you also have to listen to what he's saying there. He was.
That's the money part that I thought we should listen to. Listen. Then Glenn goes on and basically says probably what we're about to say.
Oh, yeah.
Which is listen to what Trump hath created. Listen to what he's poured kerosene upon. And you've got a number of these assholes. You know, maybe this guy, maybe Nate is a keyboard warrior or a telephone warrior. Well, you know, violence,
sure.
It's anger, whatever. It's going to have to go somewhere. But out of the millions, it just takes one.
You know, it's funny, man. Like all these Tea Party loons, these crazy ass religious types, I could see how if they're united and you're a total evil asshole, that you can manipulate these fuckers and get them to support like anything. But my God, if you figure, I don't know how Donald did, if you figure a way they turn on each other, it's total chaos. Like, it's chaos.
Well, and it always happens, like at the Bundy Ranch.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
After, I mean, one of the smartest things was to not engage.
Right. Let them,
turn them into martyrs if you go in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Guns a-blazing. So don't engage. They didn't even send, like, big time out there. And then after a couple of weeks, remember the reports are coming out.
They turned on each other.
They're going after each other. Right.
Right.
They're just lunatics.
I'm here. I see headlines all the time. Like the RNC is really pissed at Donald for, the shit he's saying. They're disappointed in him. Yeah, you know what I mean?
They're kind of not happy. I've got another story here.
Yes.
That, this one drives me a little crazy because this is good news. It's good news.
Oh.
But the fact
wonderful
that this news has to be put out.
Right.
The fact that this has had to be litigated is an absolute light shining on the fact that parts of this country smell like a dead hyena snatch.
Oh, my God. Kate, you love it. Did you hear that?
This is Arizona, and a judge.
Yes.
I believe it was a judge. But there was a law that the Christo Mullahs of Arizona passed that would force doctors to tell women that your abortion could be reversed. This is the latest this is the latest bullshit science that they're trying to put out.
What do you mean? Like in, you remember in Young Frankenstein when Gene Wilder died and they brought him back to life? They reanimated him. So are they going to do the same thing with a fetus?
You grab a Sharpie, you cut the cord to the lamp.
Yes.
And you bite off the rubber part and then you just shove that ends of that thing right up in there.
You have created Frankenfetus.
Restart. Hook up a lightning rod to your vajayjay.
A monster baby.
So this law that they passed.
Yes.
Finally went bye-bye in federal court today.
How the fuck would you reverse an abortion?
Fortunately, the law never went into effect because a lawsuit immediately from the Center for Reproductive Rights, from evil Planned Parenthood, Ryan, the baby chop shop. Pimp my fetus.
Oh, yeah. That show never caught on.
And the ACLU also sued.
Right.
This decision now is kills the law. The court decided the lawsuit against the law was obsolete after the governor, Doug Ducey, sadly, he's a Republican. He repealed the thing in May, though.
He repealed it because it was ridiculous?
I guess, but there was a lawsuit going that was still going forward. The law would have mandated, I'm reading from Think Progress, the law would have mandated all abortion doctors in the state to inform their patients that a medication abortion can be reversed, which is a lie.
Survey says,
no
go fuck yourself.
Scientific evidence. Medical organizations, the American Medical Association, the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists said the law was, quote, quackery. They don't care about science. They're passing laws that say you have to tell a woman that she can take a different pill and not kill her baby. And they're like, well, that's not true.
Wait a second.
We don't care. You're going to tell them that anyway.
They're saying you can reverse an abortion.
It's just not true.
The only way you could do that is Superman appeared and turned the world in the wrong direction like he did in the first movie and effectively turned back time. Then your fetus would reappear in your womb.
And they're saying don't give credit to this Republican governor, by the way, who's totally anti-choice.
Yeah.
Because the only reason he did it is that he actually listened to state's attorneys who said, look, we're going to lose this. We're going to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Because we're going to have to,
we're
in
gonna
court.
Lose. We're going to lose, yeah.
In court, they're going to have to bring a doctor in and explain how you reanimate a dead fetus, right?
Because this is a guy who is also backing a handful of bills to defund Planned Parenthood, which they're losing in state after state. I believe I saw another state recently, and I'm going to think of the name of which one it is, but I can't. Maybe Florida, where they were trying to defund Planned Parenthood, and a federal court said, you can't do that.
I think
you
it's just a Carolina, unless I'm insane.
And he also tried to ban any fetal tissue research.
Oh, yes.
Promises when he was elected to reduce abortions in the state in efforts to protect the preborn.
But they don't exist, you dick.
The preborn.
How about protect the born, dude? That's what we fucking need.
We do.
The born.
Not the brown one.
Oh, yeah.
But we do.
Yeah. The born. You know, the born right now, they're getting shot by the cops. They're not making enough money. They're starving. There's all kinds of shit. The preborn, I don't know what the fucking preborn are doing. What are they doing? They're not doing shit. Swimming around in your
kind
sack.
Of a blob, yeah.
Don't worry about the people in my sack.
No. Well, unless they're unauthorized.
Right. Oh, yes. How would that be?
I don't know. It's that, what's that movie with Raquel Welch?
What is that?
Where they shrunk down. Fantastic Journey, Incredible Journey, The Amazing Journey.
Raquel Welch.
Some Trumpian adjective journey.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. That was a great movie.
It's some movie from the 60s or 70s. Like, it's great vintage crazy sci-fi where in order to save some dude, they shrink down.
Raquel
somebody
Welch.
Invented a shrink ray and they shrank down a medical team.
Oh, yes.
In a submarine.
They send you down to your balls.
And they had to go through this. They had to swim through this guy. And
God.
I just remembered how it ends. I'm not going to spoil it. Okay, I just remembered what happens at the end. But it was Raquel Welch in a tight silver space-looking suit.
Right. She's running around in your intestines.
I believe they may have made it into an intestine. Like, or two.
The acid in the 70s must have been insane.
I've got a story. God, this kind of irritates the shit out of me. But then when you think about it, I guess it's good marketing.
Yes.
Especially for a minor league baseball team.
Fuck you.
Because out of, how many, 30-ish? 30 teams? Major league teams?
Something like
27
that.
27 to 30-ish, something like that.
I have no idea.
Already more than 20 teams have agreed to go and watch on August 30th as Tim Tebow holds
God.
A tryout.
Nah, he's going to suck.
For the Major League in front of Major League Baseball teams. Former NFL quarterback, former Heisman Trophy winner from Florida.
Yeah. Just let the Marlins hire you. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be the fucking Florida Marlins.
And if you take away the Christian filter that somehow added a lot of stats to his career numbers.
Yeah, the Jesus stats.
A fair to middling quarterback in the NFL.
You know, a friend of
but the only reason they loved him is because of the Jesus.
Yeah.
He was the one who would go down on his knee.
Go down.
And sacrifice his firstborn.
Oh, sure.
He had to keep fucking his wife.
He would ejaculate right there in the end zone.
Be Abraham, except God didn't stop him. And
is it true that Tim Tebow can reanimate a fetus?
Right. Resurrect him. Kill him. Resurrect him. Kill him.
You remember our friend? We have a mutual friend who was a big Tebow fan, and he was also into the Jesus. And you used to say, to give him
something
shit.
Something horrible.
No, you used to give him shit. You'd be like, the only reason you like him is because he's a Christian. He's into the Jesus.
Yeah. How many interceptions today?
A lot, right? He sucked.
Well, he wasn't great.
He's not going to be a good baseball player. He's just not.
There were better. And it just turned into where people, I believe, were hiring him because of the media popularity. And that's what's going to happen now.
The Florida Marlins are going to hire him.
He might be able to hit a fucking baseball. Maybe he was a decent college player. Maybe he can actually hit. Make contact. Fucking Michael Jordan had a home run in the majors.
Okay, great. Okay.
Not the majors, the minors.
Okay, here's my retort to that. Michael Jordan was the best professional athlete in fucking history.
But maybe
Tim Tebow is not.
Maybe Tebow's a good athlete.
No,
you might be able to make contact.
Hitting a baseball. No fucking way, man. He hasn't played for like 11 years, and now he's been practicing for the last year.
But Jesus.
He's 30. He's 30.
But
he's
Jesus.
Fucking ancient. You know who's going to hire him? Those fucking Florida Marlins, those whores. They hire anybody. They hired Barry Bonds to be their fucking hitting coach.
Now, his agent may be biased.
Oh, yes.
But his agent says, well, this may sound like a publicity stunt, but it couldn't be further from the truth.
Guess who's probably got book coming out or something.
I've seen Tim's workouts.
Oh, yes.
And people inside and outside the industry, scouts, executives, right. players, and fans will be impressed by his talent.
People on the inside of Tebow.
As a high school junior.
Yes.
In Florida.
In high school.
Tebow hit 494.
I don't give a fuck.
With four home runs before he left a year early to go play right. football for the Gators.
Michael Jordan in AAA hit 200. He sucked.
Well, yes.
And it was Michael fucking yeah. Jordan.
It was sad. It was. It's kind of a sad little stain on.
I don't think it's sad at all.
Don't you?
No, I think.
Don't
hitting,
you think it's?
Haven't you heard? You said you stood in. You're a professional tennis player. You're used to hitting all kinds no. of balls. You stood in. You said against a professional pitcher, and you says no fucking way.
Oh well, yeah.
I got. You're yeah, telling yeah. me. Okay. So you know the Cubs. They hired that domestic abuser, Aroldis Chapman, or whatever. He's their closer now. Yeah. They traded away their fucking farm system for this guy. He throws like 100 miles an hour, and the ball like comes at your head in the last second, it dives down. How's this guy going to stand up against that?
I think some non-believer of a sports writer tweeted out, T-ball last played baseball in high school in 2006 and wasn't among Baseball America's top 87.
Yeah.
In Florida.
In Florida.
In that year. In that state, he wasn't in the top 87.
Everybody says this, all the fucking people that know, he just all the writers.
29.
Okay. They say he's going to suck, and they can't keep a straight face when they're talking about it. They laugh. He's a joke.
But they're saying, well, you know, he'll probably never make it to the big game, but he might put some...
Oh, he will.
Some evangelical butts in
Fuck
the
yeah.
in the... stands at some you don't think the biscuits
oh yeah the Mobile biscuits
might pick him up.
I think he couldn't hit a pitch in AAA.
Come on,
no way, no fucking way.
He's been practicing.
Care. I don't care. This is gonna sound insane. I play slow pitch unlimited arc co-ed softball on the lowest. I am in the lowest level of athletes, whatever you want to call it, you could possibly fucking imagine. It is hard. It's still hard to hit a softball. And it's coming so slowly. You're telling me this guy hadn't played baseball in 11 years. And when he did play, he wasn't even that fucking good. He's going to stand in. I mean, God, he's going to stand in against guys that throw like 95 miles an hour. There's no fucking way.
Well, and the hubris. Involved
right.
the arrogance the oh. that I'm Tim Tebow, therefore yes. you should all come out and watch me,
right?
And just how gross is the system that they are that
right.
that 20 plus systems are going to go out, 20 teams are going to go out and watch fucking Tebow hit, and they're probably going to think, whoa, he can put some butts in the stands.
Think about it like this: A-Rod hit 200 this year.
I mean, I don't think he'll play for San Francisco.
A-Rod hit 200 this year.
Well, right.
He's 40, but still,
He did okay. He made a couple of dollars this year, didn't he?
Oh, he made a lot of dollars this year, and he's making a lot of dollars, I think, next year, and he's not even working. The Yankees released his
25
ass.
A year or something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Still?
Shit ton. But, I mean, I'm just saying that, like, he's hitting 200. There's lots of players that are very good that have played forever that slump. I just don't. He's gonna suck. Whatever.
Tebow. There you go. Our little sports segment. Maybe we'll probably hear about it on the Daily Upper Decker.
Oh yes.
Which I'm not sure if we have a new one tonight or not. Tommy may be out on the road to have something going on.
You know
on,
what he's covering? The Little League World Series.
Eventually, soon there will
Isn't
be a new
awesome?
Daily Upper Decker. But listen to the last one. Go to crabdiving.com or iTunes or Stitcher.
Yeah, they've got a. Let's see. They're running an NFL preview now and Little League World Series coverage.
Little League World Series coverage. Any more? Remember that year that they had that
the guy that yelled lied about his
that
age,
was like 43 years old, and pretending he was 14.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they may
be exaggerating.
They're drug testing him this year too.
Are they?
They're putting steroids in their juice box.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they gonad testing too? Make
yes!
sure that
shock them.
No manly girls playing.
Not at all.
I've got. This was a Faithless Friday story from before that didn't make the cut, didn't quite make it. Not that it's not a great story. Just we cram full our Faithless Friday stories with so many pearls of amazing stories and interesting shit.
Yes.
And sometimes we don't get to the stuff. This is, again, to show you that not only here in the States do we have Bible-waving fuckwittery.
Oh, yes. That's my favorite kind of fuckwittery.
But now a Christian church in Sweden has decided to spend money. They're spending money.
Okay. Oh, shit.
To help.
Right.
The people, the poor people.
Oh, that's nice.
Of Iraq.
Wow, that's great. That's fucking killer, right?
The ones that are, they're trying to help the ones that are currently besieged and under the rule of the ISIS, of Islamic State. They want to help the people in Raqqa and the people in, Mosul? Or did we get Mosul back? I forget.
I have no fucking idea.
But the ISIS places. They want to help out.
Yes.
And they have invested in some amazing technology, Ryan.
Oh, shit. What is it?
And they will be... They have...
Right.
Invested in two things. Number one, they've invested in drones.
Oh, shit.
Quadricopters.
Okay.
That they will use to fly in behind the ISIS lines, and they've had special pillbox-sized electronic Bibles made up that they're going to drop on little USB drives, and they're going to sprinkle them among... the people of Raqqa.
Why don't they? I mean, what about food?
Well, right. How fucking ridiculous is this? They're not sure if it's actually going to happen. This is what they're trying. Their plan, though, to pull off, is that they're going to somehow take these drones and fly these tiny electronic Bibles to the people in Iraq.
God damn it. I read somewhere, those little USB drives, sometimes like hackers will do this thing where they'll just go to places like libraries and just leave USB drives. Right. But there's a program on there. So when you plug it in, the program starts running and copies. You're fucked. Isn't that crazy?
The Swedish church is called Livets Ord.
Nine.
Which means word of life.
Oh shit. So cold there though. How could you believe in God and the weather's so shitty? I don't understand.
According to their website, we start our project in a few weeks and we hope to drop thousands of Bibles. The Bibles are designed to be able to be dropped from high altitude.
It's a fucking
holy
USB
fucking
drive.
Shit.
What if it hits you in the head and it's coming at such a velocity that it kills you? Could you imagine? I'm under the impress. I'm being oppressed by radical Islam, and then a fucking Christian Bible on a USB drive cracks my skull open.
On their Instagram,
lovely.
Right? Killed by a Bible. On their Instagram, packed out church tonight as I got to reveal our brand new mission project.
That's a great Swedish accent you got there.
At Livetsord, we'll start using military drones.
Borski, Borski,
3 meters wide.
What?
Holy shit, 9 foot wide drones, military drones they're going to use to drop thousands of electronic Bibles over closed areas in the Middle East. Let's pray the message of God's love in Christ will conquer that of darkness and hate.
God damn it.
Why don't you drop video games for the kids? Or make their lives a little more cheerful.
I mean, I actually think there's something. I mean, it seems like you could put some useful data on there to help someone, but I don't know what you're. What are you supposed to do if you little? What am I do with a USB drive if I don't have a fucking computer? Why do they think they have
I don't know. How
fucking
about
computer?
They had to spend. I mean, on military drones.
That's,
they got to spend tens of thousands of dollars Where are they getting these from? And how about feeding some hungry people?
Well, wait a second.
I just had a thought.
If you have all this money, like, what isn't... So Elon Musk, like Bill Gates, you have shit tons of money, right? They're do-gooders.
Yeah.
Why don't all these rich guys, why don't they get together, throw a bunch of money in a... Put a bunch of money together and come up with, like, a crack force of evil fucking assassins and you have them take out ISIS ourselves. Why don't you just do that? Why can't you do that?
They say that the church's missions director, Christian Ackerhilm.
Nein. This is a stupid idea.
Has emphasized that the drone campaign adds to the good work in the region, which involves distributing aid at refugee camps. Also, they also give out food and shit, which is probably contingent upon sitting there and listening to some Jesus bullshit before you get your fucking sandwich.
What are you supposed to do? I'm eating a sandwich, I'm having my coffee, and all of a sudden I look up into the sky, and USB drive hits me in the forehead. Where do I plug it into?
He says it's the missions project is closer to a traditional smuggling of Bibles.
It's stupid.
And is not connected to any military or aggressive action in any way.
But you are throwing things at people. I mean, honestly.
This church was founded in... It's evangelical. Ugh. It was founded in 1983.
Okay. Stop with this.
But the original founders have since left and converted to Catholicism.
Oh, God. Who does that?
Don't ask me.
What kind of fucking adult converts to Catholicism?
Well, it sounds like they got less crazy.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't it? Evangelical, I think you're taking some weight off of the pain of religiosity.
No.
If you move up. Don't you think evangelicals are crazier than Catholics?
Here's what's crazy about Catholics. For the most part, I think Catholics probably don't believe in their bullshit. However, they're so comfortable. They're able to compartmentalize that shit and just do it anyway.
Well, it's
which
such
I
a,
think is a type of a mental illness.
Massive social
part
of their lives that it's so ingrained in it. Yeah, that they can't imagine
where,
not.
Where
being
else would I? Who else
church.
Would I drink with? Kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, evangelicals are more crazy. I mean, they're waving around snakes and shit. You guys don't do that.
Charismatic preacher Joachim Lundqvist is the one who told the missions about the drones to the church.
Aren't the Swedes, aren't they like evolved and shit? I never hear any of these crazy religious stories coming out of there. What's up with this?
Oh, these are they're electronic Bibles, but they don't need to be plugged in there. So they're not USB drives. They're actual little electronic Bibles of some sort.
Oh, I see. Oh, God. What a waste.
And this is Washington Post says, one assumes they've been translated into Arabic.
Oh, yeah. What about that?
But that isn't indicated in any of the publicity surrounding the mission. So
why don't they put like info like, hey, listen, if you want to get out of ISIS, come to this spot. You know, like what if they had a drop where they were picking people up every day and they were finding a way to. I'm trying to think of something useful to put on that little electronic device rather than, you know, one day Isaac was sitting around and decided to cut his son in half because Jesus. Something like that.
My God. I mean, I hope they've looked into this danger aspect because they say the drones are going to fly at high altitude and release thousands of small electronic Bibles.
Yeah, aren't you familiar with the Newton?
You're going to get Leviticus in your eye, right? Or something if you're looking up.
Or what if a whole bunch of them like just rain down in one big plop? You know what I mean? Like it's like, brrr, ah, I'm getting shot with little electronic
Bibles.
Have
they lost their minds? I mean, this is so fucking bizarre and stupid. There's just so much better ways you could spend that money and that effort and that time.
All the money. And they had to, this is technology they had to develop.
Apparently, yeah.
Why doesn't
And they've got to be able to survive re-entry.
Oh, yeah.
For Jesus. Fuck's sake.
Hey, here's an idea. This is totally crazy. Fucking crazy, Christians. Why don't you just do what a, you know that thing you do, the believers do? They bow their heads, shut their eyes, and they talk to the little sky god, and they ask a sky god to do shit for them, and then supposedly he does it if he feels like it, if he's not busy giving little kids AIDS.
I'm okay with you praying.
Why don't they pray that God
has no effect on anything?
Why don't they pray
that you feel better? Rock on, but
yes. Why don't they pray that God brings the holy word to them, and then they don't have to do this shit with the drones?
I have a problem with people praying in lieu of action.
Well, these guys are acting.
Or who consider
they're acting?
Who consider prayer action?
Oh yes. I heard some report today that did you hear this? That Pope John Paul, because of the earthquakes in Italy,
right? Horrible. By the way,
he
did
the
you
last
see that one town just it's nothing horrible. Left. It's really
he said at the last horrible. Moment he changed what he was going to pray for this morning, and you know, I'm serious.
Oh, they added
the
earth. They added 80 dead people to the Pope's morning prayer before his cruller.
Yeah, I mean, how are we tolerating this shit? I and people say
it's an amazing
this
place,
news.
Though, isn't it?
What?
The Vatican?
Oh, yeah. It's totally amazing.
Crazy.
Built on lunacy. There's a fucking towel down there supposedly that Jesus wore. Everybody goes and stares at.
It's just not.
What?
It's the cloth where they kept the bones
the
of...
The Shroud of Turin!
St. Peter? Yeah. Allegedly,
oh, really?
St. Peter.
Peter Shroud.
That they believe.
Did we see that? Did we see that or no?
Yeah, that was in the Scavi.
Ooh.
Remember she pulled out that little wooden box and was like, you know, and
oh, yeah,
we
yeah.
saw that cloth and it's like, those are the...
And that's Peter wore that shroud.
It's St. Peter. No, I think
during
it was...
What?
I think it's just a... It's probably a 16th century diaper that somebody
right.
wrapped it in or something. Who the hell knows?
It was not the thong of Jesus Christ.
I don't believe... it was the jizz rag of Peter.
Touch the thong of Jesus Christo.
What else have we got going on? Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this lovely Wednesday hump
Danke.
Day. We're here every goddamn weekday for y'all from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, live 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're also on iTunes, on Stitcher. Hey, leave us a good review.
Oh, for sure.
And at crabdiving.com. And if you buy anything on the internet, hey, go through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
You don't even need to pray for us. Just do that instead, please.
Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble. Doesn't cost you anything.
Do you want people to pray for this podcast?
Sure.
The last minute.
I accept prayer. It's a well wish.
Isn't it great that the Pope...
I'm not one of these atheists who's like, don't bother when right. somebody says, I'm praying for you.
But you have to admit, it's kind of funny the last minute the Pope's like, listen, guys, I think we're going to have to pray for these people at the last minute.
Wait, should we add
such
the...
Such an emergency.
Should we add the dead people in the earthquake this morning?
Let me see if I can work it in.
Let me run it by the council.
I don't have any time today.
Father Guido.
Father Guido.
Have you been... Did you see this? We put this up on our Facebook page earlier. This is another example.
Yes.
Of, you've heard us rail and scream and howl here on the show about the pharmaceutical industry
and how
it just needs to not be fucking capitalistic. It needs to be taken over by the state.
Oh, yes.
And everybody needs to have access to meds. And research should be cure oriented,
right?
Not treatment oriented, which I think these obvious, I think there's obvious examples of these assholes where they want to make more money. They don't give a shit. So they'll come up with a treatment that you need every month as opposed to a cure that you need to take once.
What do you think we need more of? A cure for AIDS or another pill to make an old white guy hard?
You're right. So you remember Martin Shkreli, that loathsome scumfuck who was
scumfuck,
really is still considered one of the most hated people in the country.
Scumfuckery.
Pharma bro, they call him. He's the owner of this pharmaceutical company that just indiscriminately and for no reason whatsoever raised an AIDS drug, like a drug that it's some kind of antibiotic, I think, specific for AIDS patients.
Raise it 700%, right?
Like $12 to $800, some ridiculously obscene amount. And then basically was like, fuck y'all.
Right. The markup on a drug shouldn't be more than what, like it is in wine. When you order a glass of wine at a restaurant, the markup on wine is insane.
Well, we need that money for research. And how am I going to buy another yacht?
Right. And I got to pay for all these stupid fucking ads for my hard on pills. I got to pay Terry Bradshaw on the Super Bowl, him throwing a football through a tire swing.
Yeah, it's just horrible.
Stupid.
They don't want... There have been cases where cheaper alternatives have been found and squelched by big evil companies because they don't want their magic pill being undercut by some little upstart. It's just shitty. It's just it has zero to do with the benefit of humanity and all to do with the benefit of a bunch of rich white fucking people who don't give a shit.
They should have a fucking marketing department.
Right.
There shouldn't be these ads. You know how much of their I want to know how much Pfizer spends on ads compared to R&D.
So he was excoriated, Martin Shkreli and his but basically all the stories came out that this ain't anything new. I mean, you know, he was the one who finally got the light shined on it, and just because he was so unrepentant and fuck you, this is capitalism.
Oh, yeah.
This is what we do. We make money. Too bad. And has been more loathsome since then. Actually, he's such a just a vile creature. Certainly voting Trump.
Absolutely.
I have no doubt that asshole's probably voting Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe I'm wrong, but he just seems like a angry white bro.
Oh, absolutely.
So now we have another case that actually Hillary Clinton, I think, is ringing in. Even on this one, saying that this needs to stop. And recently, the EpiPen.
Oh, yeah.
The EpiPen is not some, granted, obscure AIDS drug that only a handful of people are requiring, fortunately. EpiPen, a lot of people fucking use and need and have EpiPens standing by.
It's to prevent a heart attack, right? If you're stung by a bee or something.
Shot. Yeah, yeah. For it stops a deadly allergic reaction.
Okay.
Well, the drug company Mylan Pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
Their CEO over there, Heather Bresch. Now. Is kind of in the same boat because they've decided over the past. Oh, by the way, the number here for Shkreli, he hiked his drug by 5,000%.
Oh my God!
When he did it,
how the fuck do you? Whatever, fuck him.
The, she's saying, the EpiPen is her baby. That was once a once middling product that she turned into a blockbuster with aggressive advertising and even more aggressive price hikes. The EpiPen is now bringing in more than $1 billion a year by itself.
Oh my.
In revenue.
Shit.
To Mylan Pharmaceuticals.
Wow, good for them.
But now that they've been caught. Over recent years, hiking the fuck out of the price of the pen for no reason whatsoever, other than they can and they can make more money and milk.
When they raise the when a drug company raises the price of something that is necessary for a lot of people, I mean, can the government say anything about it? Can they say, hey, you can't do that, or you have to justify the increase? Or
well, we would like that in a sane society, but then how dare you? How dare you put regulations on the big pharmaceuticals?
I can burn in hell.
Something weird popping up on my fucking computer.
Shit.
So EpiPen was bought by this company when they bought some generic drug division of a German company.
Nine.
They paid $6.7 billion.
Oh, my God.
For this company.
Okay. It's a lot.
It's a plastic device that with a push of a button injects what a story over at Bloomberg estimates to be $1 worth of the generic hormone epinephrine. $1.
So how much is it? a dollar.
Before, it was selling for $57 a piece. making about $200 million a year for the German company.
And there's only one shot in it, right?
One shot.
And it costs
and you're
$1.
Paying for the housing, is essentially a lot of.
Is it gold-plated, the housing? Is that where the price comes from?
But this evil CEO saw potential in the injector, and the company credits her with spearheading an effort to widen its use. Get everybody using them. Have everybody buy one. You don't want to drop dead when your kid eats that. When you're, you don't want your kid snuffing it when he eats that peanut accidentally.
So this is like she increased sales through like marketing and stuff.
Right.
Okay.
And raising the prices. Slowly raising the prices. They had a... her father, by the way, her last name I said was... Bresch, CEO Heather Bresch is her name.
Okay.
Her maiden name is Manchin, and her father is Senator Joe Manchin.
Oh, okay.
Just so, I'm just saying it might be a coincidence.
She's connected.
That she's got that shit going on.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't a doctor tell you if you need an EpiPen? I mean, who the fuck is like... Oh, you know what? It might be a good idea if I have an EpiPen. I mean, don't you only have that?
And this, by the way, was she was promoted to the CEO after this deal where they bought Merck, that German company. The official announcement said she had an MBA from West Virginia University, but then months later, a newspaper found out that was bullshit, that she never finished the MBA. Independent reports found that university officials had falsified her transcripts to conceal the fact, and that they added in grades that they pulled from thin air.
Oh, my God. So they just made up records for her.
The scandal, it says in Raw Story, shined a light on her status as a member of coal country royalty. Her father, Joe Manchin, was then West Virginia's governor.
Oh, okay.
University leadership included longtime friends and insiders from the pharmaceutical company. So somehow she gets through college.
Yes.
With fraudulent grades that the, that the buddies of daddy put her through.
Right.
And then she's credited. She gets with... making the decisions. I mean, if you're, I guess if you're a rich asshole with Mylan ownership, you're thrilled.
Absolutely.
With her. Yeah, fuck the people who need the EpiPen.
You don't care that she falsified her, her educational records? Who gives a shit? God, this is a horrible story, man.
She led a lobbying campaign to spread the word about the risk of anaphylaxis and the efficacy of the EpiPen. She won a big victory in 2013 with the adoption of the School Access to Emergency Epinephrine Act,
which
gave preferential federal treatment to schools with EpiPen stockpiles. So schools that kept an EpiPen or two or three or four on campus would get a bonus or a reimbursement from the gov.
God damn, sales went so up, evil.
And then they decided to raise the price each year.
Damn, they could have just left it where it was.
It's costing them no more.
Made them shit tons of money anyway.
Her excuse that she said last week, I think when we put the story on our Facebook, was that, well, they need that extra money for marketing. Which is what goes back to what you said earlier. We shouldn't be marketing this shit.
Don't you think a lot of doctors have to deal with people come in and say, hey, I saw this fucking ad for a pill on TV yesterday. I think I should have it. The doctor's like, I look at your tests and I tell you what pills you should have. How the fuck should you know? Did you go to medical school? You saw some fucking ad during the Super Bowl.
More recently, she was at the front of another controversy when that company, Mylan Pharmaceuticals, announced it would move some of its operations overseas in search of more favorable tax rates.
Oh, okay.
You evil Obama taxes here.
God damn it. This is infuriating.
Which meant for them, corporate inversion moving to the Netherlands through a complicated transaction with Abbott Labs. And they probably didn't even like physically move shit. They might not have even done that. They just went through hoogity boogity magic, lawyery bullshit.
Yeah.
And somehow moved them with a transaction to Abbott Labs.
Is that a corporate inversion? Is that what that is?
That's when they move overseas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. To, right, for cheaper tax rates and cheaper Jeez. Shit.
It's insane. I mean, it sound, you know, that what was the act they said that had all the, it sounds like a good thing, right? Every school will make sure they all have EpiPens just in case a kid gets stung by a bee or he's allergic to some shit. We can save his life. But the truth is they're making all these schools buy these fucking EpiPens. They're making shit tons of money.
But they're saying also it's not only that they were also kind of lying about the tax savings. They would have saved some tax money. But the move would also have given the company the protection of Dutch laws, which makes it far easier for companies to fend off hostile acquisitions.
So, like, they were worried about another...
Get a hostile takeover that okay. There had been one, I guess.
Oh, my God. Who wants to fucking deal with all this shit? Why is it not good enough just to make a little bit of money? And they're not even making a little bit of money. They're probably making a shit ton of money. But that's not enough.
Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota has called for the FTC to investigate Mylan's pricing practices, saying the 450% increase
recently. Oh, my God.
Is not only is this an alarming price increase that's unjustified, it puts life-saving treatment out of reach of consumers who need it the most.
The problem is people are going to be like, oh, shit, I lost my EpiPen or whatever.
And I can't afford it.
I got to get another one.
I saw quotes from people who were like, well, you know, it was $50 before. I was able to afford that. Now that it's $400, I can't really afford that.
So they'll just gamble. They'll just gamble and say, hey, I'm not going to get stung or nothing's going to happen where I need it.
Yeah, hopefully the kid won't get stung by a bee.
But the doctor's saying you should have one just in case. It's so fucking, that's ridiculous.
Fortunately, the market hath spoken. I'm sure the hardline evil capitalists are whining.
Oh, yes.
About how dare people abandon this great company was just trying to make money.
Hey, why doesn't Trump buy it and slap his name on it? You have a Trump EpiPen.
But now that this shit came out and now that the light's being shown on these assholes.
Illuminate the asshole.
To stop this price gouging of these fucking pharmaceuticals that people need to live.
God damn it.
Oh,
they do need to live, don't they?
Bernie Sanders tweeted, there's no reason an EpiPen, which cost Mylan just a few dollars to make, should cost families more than $600.
$600?
Yep.
Holy shit.
There's a petition over at moveon.org if you're so inclined to stop immoral price gouging for the life-saving EpiPen.
What are we doing with the National Guard? March them into these fuckers' offices and take some EpiPens. Too bad.
As of
this.
Right now, we have 155,000 signatures over there.
That's a lot.
On this moveon.org petition to stop the price gouging.
Right.
Just on this one. But it's like fucking whack-a-mole, obviously. And these are the ones we notice, right? I mean, which ones, if it wasn't for Shkreli really being such a dick drizzle about it, then he
need to clean up.
Then he, you know, that one might have gone away too. There might have been a little bit of outrage. Yeah. Oh my God, look at
you
how
know,
much
social
they
media,
and then it goes away.
Yeah, yeah.
But how many do we not know about? How many
tons?
Some obscure asthma drug that we don't know about that people are like, well, we're gonna jack this up 100,000%. Insurance pays for it anyway.
Oh, yeah, my dad when he was sick, he had a few drugs. It was like a big pain in the ass to pay for it. Expensive. Stupid. It wasn't like It's so crazy. Why is it always the necessary stuff that has to be jacked up? Well, because you need it. Because demand. You can't live without it. How fucking evil. That's why you can't. That's why this drug business can't be for profit, right?
They're defending, the company's defending its patient access programs, which it says provides EpiPens for free to 80% of insured patients. But the company, well, that means the insurance company pays for it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But the company did not address price increases or the effect on patients without insurance.
The people who need it, you know, who need some relief.
But the shareholders are not happy with the bad press.
Fuck you.
Since last summer, the company's stock has fallen 30%. Oh, rich people lost some electronic money in the Caymans.
Right.
Oh, no.
How sad. Well, he's running his company like shit.
Well, but the sad thing is, they're going to keep their lifestyle.
Absolutely.
She's got golden parachutes of probably tens of millions of dollars. All the executives are going to keep making their money. All the top shareholders have got parachutes or are getting out or are shorting or whatever. So if the company goes down, everybody's fine, except for the people that needed those drugs or the schlubs that work in the factories that make these drugs.
Yeah. You know what you got to do?
Fuck them.
You gotta. I don't know. You gotta go to these 1%ers and take their EpiPens. Right. Too bad, dickheads.
How about the state creates a $5 alternative for EpiPens,
right?
And you're still making a 200% profit per fucking EpiPen.
200%. That's got to be enough.
But no, we need this money for
fucking dumb.
We need the money for research.
No, you don't.
You really don't. Yeah. How much are you paying the research corporations?
Oh, God. Who knows?
Some fucking suit who does nothing but supply researchers who do all the work.
I'm sure.
I'm sure the frontline researchers titrating and test tubing and doing all that shit
titration.
Are not making all that great money.
And I'm sure all our best minds are concentrating on, you know, how to put hair on your head or how to get a heart on.
All right.
How about AIDS?
Penis growing. We can't cure cancer, but we're working on adding another half inch to everybody's cock.
Oh, yes.
Keep your eyes on what's going on with this bullshit. I don't know, pharmacist? Is that what she is? He was pharma bro. She's pharmacist.
Who do you want to be president? Do you think Donald Trump would come out on the right side of this issue? Fuck no.
Oh no. He's totally on the side of raising the money.
All right, sure.
You kidding?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're having you're dying out. You just need an EpiPen. Pay up, stupid.
Analysts are saying that they think it's going to go down. The stock's going to go down even more because they haven't even started any of these hearings. Now there's a Senate committee might want to be talking to them about what's going on.
Right. And now that's not going to be any fun because what that means is some senator, even if it's for the, they want to, what'd you just see on your fucking screen?
If it loses too much value, they could lose the fight to defend themselves from a hostile takeover. But no matter what happens, if she's deposed in a merger, she gets $61.5 million as a golden parachute.
I don't understand. So, deposed, meaning if she's kicked out of her position or something like that?
Yeah.
She gets how much?
$61 million as a golden parachute. The poor thing. You think she'll be okay?
I would be like, what can I do to get fired? Please, someone fire me. I have $61 million.
I hope she's going to be all right with that.
Shit, man.
This is why people are lighting torches.
Oh, absolutely.
And sharpening pitchforks.
You know what
I'm doing? And these assholes convinced the Trumpalos and the Republicans that it's a working mom on welfare.
Oh, yeah.
Who's
that's the worst.
Fucking us all.
Sure. $61 million, baby. I'm leaving this country. I'm buying Guatemala.
Crazy.
Fuck it. That is disgusting.
Blame the
poor
industry.
And they blame the poor people for everything, man.
Yeah.
This fucking voter fraud. They're like, oh, these evil Democrats, these either evil poor liberals are voting more than one time at the polls.
Run screaming, conservatives, because I'm going socialist. These need to be socialized. The pharmaceutical industry absolutely
needs to be socialized.
Needs to be run by the government, by the people, for the people, of the people. I'd rather have government bullshit to deal with.
Absolutely.
Than at, where at least the purported ultimate goal of the whole process is to get people cheap drugs and free drugs, if possible, as cheap as possible, and keep research going to maybe have cures instead of treatments.
Yeah. God, I was driving in your car the other day. I was trying to find something decent to listen to on the radio. The music today sucks so bad. We should socialize that too. The state should buy up some fucking
Now
terrible.
Maybe we're getting
no more auto-tune.
Now
no
maybe
more auto-tune.
We've gone a little far.
It sucks. It couldn't be any worse. Oh, the music's so bad.
We haven't done the top five in a long time, but
there is no top
five. We always bleed. We always hemorrhage listeners like we cut our carotid every time we do the top five songs of the week. People are like, get me the fuck out of here. So I apologize, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit. Don't you want to hang to the top five?
We're fans of the top five. I think I had this idea before. Maybe I'll intersperse them more throughout the Friday show. Like 10 minutes in, just all of a sudden play the top. The fifth song of the week.
Right.
Instead of blowing the last 10 minutes of the show.
Right.
Shitting on those songs. Maybe I'll scatter them throughout.
Right.
The Friday show so that we can not miss that gem.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of hearing what the latest in music is.
Slow drip the wad.
Gross. I've got a story also. We've only got a couple minutes left here on the big show. This hump day that we've got.
Oh, shit.
You know, yesterday we talked about how Andrea Tantaros,
yes,
the hideous hag harridan of hate, formerly of Fox News, apparently wouldn't swallow and was forced off of her.
No, she would, is that in the deposition?
I don't think she even went down there. but she's now claiming, she's filing a lawsuit saying that Roger Ailes sexually harassed her and that higher ups even knew about it.
Oh, yeah.
And punished her for blowing the whistle or not blowing the whistle, so to speak.
Right. You told me something hilarious about this today. I can't remember what it was. Oh, yeah. Did you say that Roger Ailes referred to?
Oh, this is the story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't realize that was. So, Andrea Tantaros is jumping on the bandwagon of lawsuits along with Gretchen Carlson.
Oh, yes.
But word has now come out.
Bleeding out of everywhere.
In court documents and in some of the deposition that Andrea Tantaros gave, that another member of the staff over there, or whatever the hell you call the talent.
I mean, yeah, okay.
At Fox, one of their poobahs,
the talent,
not poobahs, one of their talking heads that they wield out all the time. And we've actually played several clips from this person.
Right.
All of them horrible, disgusting, usually really racist-y things.
Kind of homophobic or no?
That she gets away with because she is a person of color.
Oh, she says a bunch of transphobic shit, too. She's like, why don't you pee in the bushes?
Why don't you pee in the bushes?
Yeah, fuck you.
You penis-having women.
Right.
And hoo-ha-having men.
Why don't you pee in the bushes?
Stacey Dash.
Okay.
We're talking about. I always slip up.
Right. You had a little fuck up there.
They're generous here at the New York Daily News. They're calling her B-list actress. B-list? B-list? She was in Clueless.
Right.
That's it.
No, no, no. Wasn't she a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger?
And she might have hosted some, you know, some ridiculous Hawaiian tropical on the beach sometime. I don't know.
Didn't she play the character of Cher in Pee-wee's Playhouse?
I understand she spent years at the Royal Shakespeare Academy.
Lady Dash
Conservatory, I mean. The RSC.
Oh yeah, she's
so now it's coming out in the lawsuit that B-list actress and conservative commentator Stacey Dash was referred to by former boss Roger Ailes as the black girl.
Oh man.
As the black girl.
How old is he? He's like
70?
Ancient, you know. Wasn't he a producer on the Mike Douglas show?
Yes.
Yeah. That guy's always going to be a racist dickhead. There's no help.
Before he went to work for Nixon, probably.
No hope. Oh, God, he worked for Nixon.
Tantaro said that after she had clashed once on air with Dash, that Ailes talked to her about it. Quote, I heard you were mean to the black girl.
God. Isn't Ailes Australian, though?
Stacey Dash has not responded to the claim. Stacey Dash, is she really 49?
God damn. Well, Clueless, man. Wasn't that like in the 70s or something?
I don't know. She should sell products because whatever she's doing is working. Because if she's really 49, she looks great.
Right. Hate. That's the hate. Keeps you young.
She's the one who most recently referred to Grey's Anatomy actor Jesse Williams as who gave a speech at the BET Awards about Black Lives Matter and please stop killing us kind of thing. Yeah. She referred to him as a plantation slave.
What the fuck is her problem? Wait, you know, if you have those thoughts, you're fucked up. But aren't you ashamed to say them out loud? Or that's not a thing you deal with.
Well, she was the one who was suspended, wasn't she? One of the, Fox have two people like in a day that said horrible things about Obama? She said something about Obama like Uncle Tommy-ish, or, you know, she said something horrible about the president, and she was actually suspended from Fox, from fucking Fox.
That's crazy,
She was suspended, so whatever she said, you know, had to be
pretty fucking heinous.
Had to be really, really horrible and heinous.
It's crazy.
So Stacey Dash, I think it's kind of awesome, because you know it probably bugs the fuck out of her. That she, I mean, it's a nice little twist to her. It's horrible and racist and misogynist. But for those of us that loathe her and her opinions, it's a nice little...
we're confused, actually. What do we do?
It's Schadenfreude. We're enjoying her peril.
Are you outraged for her? I'm outraged. But, you know, it's Stacey.
Recently, she said the gay club that where the horrible killing was, they needed some good guys with Glocks to take out. Black people vote for Democrats in the 21st century because of new Nazism.
Oh, God. You know what? She's not...
Trans people should go in the bushes to the bathroom.
Okay. Fuck her. You know, she's just stupid.
She hates Black History Month.
What? How
thinks
did
they
hate
don't
it?
Need it. She feels embarrassed by it.
What an idiot.
As a person of color. This is just a little of the Stacey Dash greatest hits.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Greatest shits. I think that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a bail here. Thanks for joining us this lovely Wednesday. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, and crabdiving.com.
Oh, shit.
Buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Right. And spread us on social media.
Like
share
us.
The crabs, like us, etc., etc.
Thumbs us up.
Follow Ryan on his Twitter at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter and on Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
And thanks for joining us. We are back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.